It's a joy to talk about the Word of God and the things of the Lord and how that error should not invade our daily walk of life. But in the lesson tonight, what was God's plan for mankind? When Adam and Eve entered in the garden, he wanted them to enjoy the beauty of the garden. He wanted them to enjoy the elements of the garden and all the activities therein for them. Adam and Eve persisted in leaving the garden because of the way they had sinned in life. God placed a flaming sword there. They could not re-enter and disobey God and eat of the tree of life and live forever here on earth. That was not God's plan for them. And thus it is the case that God has a plan for mankind. In the plan for mankind, when we go to the book of Romans, chapter 1 and verse 16, we see that God's plan is in the gospel being the power of God for salvation. The gospel is God's power for God to save us from our sins. Paul talks about that, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. It is the case that righteousness is the way that God wanted to go. For he said, therein is revealed the righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. A quotation out of the book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament. It is the case that the just live by faith. The just, those who are doing right, righteousness, right ways of thinking, right ways of going, right things to do in our daily walk of life. The things that God would approve for us doing, we find in his holy word to tell us. Thus the power of God to save us by way of the good news, gospel of Jesus Christ. Further, in Romans chapter 8 and at verse 32, we read regarding the predestination of God and the way that God wanted us to realize that in providence he is always with those faithful to him. He says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and those that are called according to his purpose. Indeed, it is a way of life that you and I can follow. A way in which we can look up many times. Questions that are asked and no answers are given acceptably here upon this earth. And yet, there is an answer coming. There is some way in the which our doing what's right and doing what's good is blessed of God. In your life and mine, when we look up to the providence of the Lord and his right way, we find ourselves not depending upon our own knowledge and depending upon our own ability to make a decision, but that the Lord is working with a daily walk of life, and what a good thing it is. Now then, in Romans chapter 15, we find the judgment of God will be for all mankind. We realize that God's way and God's will is going to be there brought about. And for the good and the righteous and the ways of life that God wants us to pursue, there is a blessing up ahead. When you and I think about the ways of God, we think about the way that he planned for our lives. He desired for our lives to follow a right way and a right cause. As a result of that, we do not get over into the negative side of life, the errors that we've been talking about. When we find ourselves telling the truth, we're going God's way. When we find ourselves telling that which is right, we're going God's way. When we find ourselves pursuing God's cause and God's will, we're going God's way. When we're going God's way, we find ourselves always thoughtful of others, compassionate toward others, loving of others, and kind toward them. We find a way in which we can live forever and forever, as we faithfully serve the cause of God. Think about this in your life. What part does the gospel play in your salvation from sin? Is it the gospel you've come to obey? Think about the providence of the Lord in your daily walk of life. Are there questions about which you do not have an answer and did not have an answer, but you looked up and thought somebody came who served God. Somebody helped us out. Somebody was there and we didn't realize they were coming. And they did. What a blessing it is to have this fellowship with the Lord. When churches are not doing right and not doing good, it is the case that we look up to God and we ask His blessing to continue with us as we preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ in those places. We can live faithfully to the Lord's way and honor His will always. And then look to the end, when the righteousness of God will be prevailed at the judgment, and how the Lord will bless Jews and Gentiles alike as they become faithful servants to God. Would you do that tonight as we stand and sing? Will you not follow His will and His way?